Bildungsentwicklung Tanz, ein Forschungsprojekt, konzipiert, gestaltet und realisiert von Paul Vosser. Heute mit
Professor Ingo Dill. Hello, today we are with Professor Ingo Dill. Being rooted in the practice of dancing and performing, Ingo Dill is currently active as a curator and a professor for dance transmission of the University for Music and Performing Arts in Frankfurt, where he directs the MACODE, a master program for contemporary dance education. He is furthermore vice president of the university and the president of the Asian Theatre Academy. From 2005 to 2011, he was the head of education of Tanzplattform Deutschland, an initiative of the German Federal Cultural Foundation, where he developed the dance education biennial and the research project Dance Techniques 2010. He was the co-founder of Dill Ritter and of the Tanz Fonds. In addition to teaching, he is active as a board member, consultant, expert in dance and its institutional context. Hello, Ingo.
Hello.
So I'm happy to have you here.
Same to you.
As usual, would you like to add any information or make some correction?
No, thanks a lot for the invitation to join in.
Thank you. So first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview for my platform, Bildung Entwicklung Tanz, Educational Development Dance. And of course, thank you for your precious time. Cool. So I will start with my first question to you. How does education relate to dance for you?
Well, thanks a lot for that question. I think it's an interesting one, and to me personally an important one, as I'm active in education. So obviously, in my daily practice, those two entities are closely related. From my understanding, education is an important factor on the standing and the development of the dance field in general. We have in Germany the separation between Bildung and Ausbildung. We have very different discourses around that. Generally, I would say when we talk about education, for me, it goes beyond the physical education. So that is one part of sharing, being together in the space, moving together. And beyond that, there is questions of context, discourse, history, and so on, which I think we constantly also physically communicate while dancing, and which is important to take that as a framing as a context into account. So for me personally, as this is also my job at the moment, I would say they are very close connected and important to each other for the development of the field. So yeah, that's maybe how I would frame it.
Thank you. Beautiful. So I will go to my second question. Dear Ingo, today you play a very important role within contemporary dance education, and your contribution to the creation of new, more comprehensive, inclusive, and up-to-date educational programs is significant. Although, unfortunately, there are still many negative exceptions, we belong to the last generation of silence body which had to function and not to ask questions. Times where education was dogmatic and unquestionable. In fact, you start very early on questioning power and its structures and methodologies. I would therefore like you tell us what were the biographical triggers that made you decide to act directly within the structures of the dance education system.
Yeah, when I think about that, it's a complex question. Maybe it is two main points in my personal biography I would relate to as a trigger. One is in the time when I did my dance education, there was basically a classical dance education which demanded a certain physical capability. My body had its limitations for that work. And I had early on knee injuries. So I was struggling those demands. And in a way, I physically never really fit in. So this decisions I took for me from early on were also kind of political positions. So starting with ballet and then going in the contemporary field was a very strong statement at the time. At the same time with the injury, certain things I could never really do. So I had to find other solutions. So this question of fitting in or feeling different or not being enough was a very strong partner throughout my whole active career. And I think it shaped a lot of questions for me. Well, how can I fit in? How can others fit in? How can we create a basis that it is really a practice, a common practice when we are in the studio and with all the differences of bodies, ideas, expectations, and so on. So I would say that shaped me strongly. And the other thing is that I come out of a teacher's family always confronted somehow with certain discourses around education, which I did not find my place in. So I never thought that I would get a teacher and see where I am at where I am at the moment. The apple, as we say in Germany, is not falling far from the tree. But this discourse is really shaped in a way my thinking of education, of being an artist as a political act, as taking a standpoint and finding ways how we can communally get into exchange and serious discourse. And I think that is something which then throughout my activities I related to. I was for a while a company speaker in a company. I was trying to set up new projects during the times at Tanzplan, the same with shaping that master program. It is all reflecting also these boundaries I was confronted and maybe am still confronted in with the field. So I'm super happy about the current developments on queer, BIPOC, Me Too debate, and so on and so on, all these topics coming up, because I think they all refer to that questions, and we have to find solutions, not one, but different ones, how we want to continue in the field. So I would say those are my personal biographical triggers to get into action.
Great. I love this idea of a plural answer to questions. This, I think, is one of the most important things, not just stuck into one and decide we have the truth, but we have to open up. Then I have my more lovely last question. How do you think education of the body should be in the future?
Oh, wow. That's a big one. I think in general, it's a question, how do we involve body? And I think dance is one opportunity to involve body. Hopefully we take that into considerations to go beyond barriers of physicality and reflection. So the involvement of both to invest into education at large so that dance finds its place also in different educational environments like schools, kindergartens, and so on. I think we are not there yet. And it is a constant step, and we have to take a voice in order to develop that. And how we take the voice by being physical ourselves, by bringing up the discourses and formulating the needs of the field, I think we have different ways to do that. But in generally, of course, being active in that field, handing it over to the next generation, I think it is super important that we move on with that question. How we find the solutions, I am not sure, because the field is getting more and more diversified. And I think this is also a question how we invite those different languages as important perspectives into the play. May dance be wide and different and related and discursified so that the actions go beyond the physical activities really into a kind of movement.
Nice. And you talk about kindergarten. Of course, I feel specially spoken because my daughter is in the kindergarten, and I'm actually quite happy she's in the integrative kindergarten, even as no disabilities was our decision. We are really happy, and she's in a place where they are doing dance, they're doing movement, they're doing democracy because they vote and they. And when I observe, they're all very young and motivated people there. And sometimes I have this naive thought, it's so easy, actually, to build up such a structure. And then I have one more question for you because of this argument. And then I think, but maybe we miss people. Do you have the feeling we miss personal? There is a missing of people working on the field of education.
Yes, I think we still have kind of a separation between working artistically and working in the field of pedagogy, transmission, however we want to call it. If we don't understand teaching also as an artistic and creative act, as long as we have those separations, I think it's very hard and very difficult. But in the moment we can think that together as a starting point to work together between the generations with dance, I think it is difficult to make the change. I personally experienced after I stopped dancing, a little bit, the viewpoint of colleagues saying, oh, now you're teaching. And we still, I think, have a little bit that sub-communication. I always understood teaching as an artistic act, as something creatively working together with people. And I think if we can invest into that idea, and if we can create also serious working positions in education, because also we don't have that, it's all part-time possibilities to work. And as long as these changes are not happening, it is hard somehow. And it's very personal and deep investments to engage into the field. But I think it's super necessary.
Great. I fully agree with you, of course. And I also add, maybe like many of the lucky people, some great teachers for me was a literature teacher. And I can describe this person just an artist working with creativity and open up the heads of the people. Yes. So we have a lot to do.
A lot to do. Yes.
Cool. So thank you very much for your contribution. I hope your words and sharing of your experience and path inspire our listeners. I'm sure about this. And may this short conversation result in new connection for a free and productive exchange of knowledge. And of course, may this contribute to new discussions that enrich and improve the education system of dance and through dance. So, dear Ingo, thank you so much.
Thank you as well. Thanks a lot.
Das Forschungsprojekt wurde durch das Förderprogramm Distanzen finanziert. Distanzen ist Teil des Hilfsprogramms Tanz, das im Rahmen von Neue Start Kultur, eine Initiative der Beauftragten der Bundesregierung für Kultur und Medien, gefördert ist.